Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is Alifo Bennett. I have a good friend who has been struggling with some personal stuff for a long time. He's an awesome, godly man who I've admired for several years. He admits that it's hard to have hope during such difficult days. And honestly, it's challenging me to try and find hope in a situation. I've decided that even when I can't see hope, perhaps I can be the hope my friend is looking for. How can we be hope to those we love and care about? I'm continually asking God for help, but I'm also making sure my buddy knows that he's not going through this alone. He may feel alone, but I'm committed to do what I can to help him, to carry some of the weight with him. Whatever you can do to come alongside of someone who is hurting, reminding them of God's love, might be just the hope they need to keep going. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, we're coming close to the end of the month. Today is February 25th, 2021. Let's go to the birthday list and say happy birthday to these wonderful people. We'll begin with Craig Wilson, Janice Blackman, Kimitri Tucker, Tati Hawkins, Tamika Harris, Darlene Wilson, Janice Marie Blackman. I believe we did that one before. Christopher Simmons Sr., Hubernetta Stuckey, Kim Washington Frederick, Shermaine Carter, Penny Pierce. And everyone around the world celebrating a birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you run into any of the birthday people around town, or if we've forgotten any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's talk about today's Bible Jeopardy question. This is from the category Letters or Epistles to the Churches and Believers. Paul says that a man is justified. How? Is it by faith with the deeds of the law? Is it by the righteousness of his works? Is it by faith without the deeds of the law? Or is it neither by faith nor by sight? Well, Romans 3:28 has your answer. And if you responded, what is by faith without the deeds of the law? You are correct. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. It's always a pleasure to do that. As you know, the questions get a little bit more difficult as the week goes on, and tomorrow it's going to be just a little bit harder. You know something? I am compelled to talk to you about who you really are in Christ. You know, you are made in God's image, and the scriptures say that God is love. That means that you're love too. And if you would read in 1 Corinthians 13, it tells you what love is and who love is, who God is, and who you are, all at the same time. You know, love is patient, it's kind, it's not rude, it doesn't puff itself up, it doesn't keep records of wrong. My thing is, you have to see yourself as that. You have to look at your brothers and sisters and see them as that as well. You can't take into account anything that they've done wrong to you or to anyone else, because that's the way God sees them. And if you want to walk in total victory, you've got to be the love that God is. Amen. I hope that this show inspired you, gave you some information, entertained you, whatever. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Coming up next at the top of the hour is Messenger, Metric McGillender, and Three of Us Ministries. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
I don't know why you still love me. I don't know why you still care. Oh, I know I disappointed you. Keep forgiving me. Can't count how many times you extended your hand to me, knowing that I'm hurting. I turned out like I don't need anybody else willing. I'd probably do the same. Glad you're not like me. Even when you see, you keep loving me unconditionally. For granted, indebted to you for understanding. That's why I'ma follow you forever. You can count on me for sure, whatever. I owe you my life. So I'll do whatever it takes to stay in your good grace. No matter the time, the place, even if it takes forever.
People call me a fanatic. Loving you is automatic. Ain't afraid to say I'm strong. Can't repay for what you've done. I owe you my life.
side, don't take it for granted. And dedicated to you for understanding. That's why I'ma follow you forever. You can count on me for sure, whatever. I owe you my life. So I'll do whatever it takes. Save your grace. I can never repay. Keep on opening doors. Soon there won't be room for more.
Ooh, making a way.
Keep on making a way.
I can never repay.
I can never repay.
Keep on opening doors.
Keep on opening doors.
Soon there won't be room for more.
Keep on making a way. Disappointed you over and over again, but you keep forgiving.